Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On January 22nd, nearly 50 United Nations member countries, including the United States and the European Union, signed a joint statement condemning Russia's continuing aggression against Ukraine. The document also protested Russia's hypocrisy of calling a meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the war in Ukraine, only to attempt to lay the blame at the feet of Ukraine and its supporters, while at the same time ruling out any peace plan endorsed by Ukraine or its allies. It is cynicism of the highest order to claim that legitimate and lawful support for Ukraine's self-defense is prolonging Russia's war of aggression, said United States Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs Robert Wood. It bears repeating. There are hundreds of thousands of Russian troops in Ukraine's internationally recognized territory. There is not a single Ukrainian soldier on Russian soil.
No amount of conspiracy theories and baseless accusations erase the fact that Russia's violation of Ukraine's territorial integrity started this war. It is President Putin's single-minded pursuit of the obliteration of Ukraine and subjugation of its people that is prolonging it. Russia's imperialist designs are obvious, and this meeting is another effort to distract from its war crimes and aggression. It is an arsonist blaming the firefighters so it can continue its crime.
As its invasion has faltered, Russia has sought more gasoline for its fire, said Ambassador Wood. Indeed, Russia has been augmenting its dwindling supply of war materiel by making deals for ballistic missiles and other weapons with the DPRK, or North Korea, and Iran. These unlawful arms transfers and potential technology transfers from Russia to the DPRK undermine regional stability and the global non-proliferation regime, said Ambassador Wood.
This council must hold to account any country that undermines its obligations under UN Security Council resolutions.
In the meantime, Ukraine has led peace formula meetings, a sign of clear desire for a just and lasting peace. Contrast these efforts with Russia, which speaks of an openness to dialogue while launching massive aerial assaults against Ukrainian cities, said Ambassador Wood.
While Ukraine has been engaging in diplomacy with the international community, Russia has responded by launching missiles. Don't just listen to Russia's words. Look at its actions.
Russia must immediately withdraw its forces from Ukraine's internationally recognized borders, cease its unlawful procurement of DPRK origin material, and meet its responsibilities as a member of this council and international community.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.